Good morning, everybody. If you can find yourself a seat, then we think we're going to make a start. I think people are. First of all, welcome to this. I think it's the first seminar. And I'm very pleased to see you could make it. My name is Jeroen Bruins, or if it's easier for you, Jerome Bruins. Whatever, I'm used to both. But very much welcome. This seminar is organized by a group of guys who all have a job in the marketplace, and that's what it's going to be about today. But before I go into that, I would really start with prayer. So, Father, I just want to thank you for this time, for this opportunity to share what you're doing in your kingdom, in here in Perth, in the marketplace. Father, we're grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, who died for our sins and who lives now at the right hand side of your life. Father, and we pray that we will be inspired today, inspired to live our lives, our calling into the marketplace and for your kingdom, Father. And we just thank you for your goodness and your kindness, and pray and blessing upon this time. We pray and blessing when we catch up with each other, when we make new connections, and may they be divinely inspired as well. Father, we just pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. First, a few practical things. The program, everybody has a program, I hope. Yep. If you don't, there are plenty. But there's some program in the very first page. And then every testimony talk is a summary as well. So you can make notes if you want, but if you want to read over it afterwards, you have these notes. Then the toilets are out here, just across almost. You will see that if you need to relieve yourself. And the other practical thing is in the next seminar, which you can take a flyer, which is on the 27th of June. A lady from Hong Kong, Barbara Chan, she will be speaking as well about marketplace transformation. All right. Okay, now we're going into it. First, I want to set a little bit of setting, the context of this all about. Because you might say, well, Marketplace Connect, what is this all about? Marketplace Christianity, what are all these stories about? So let me just open a PowerPoint. And I hope you can see it. Apologies for the... It's a bit light, but I think you can see it. Really, it's about some foundational framework, if you like. I want to set roughly every sphere of society, we believe at least, is purposed or destined to be filled with the presence of Christ. So that means really business, community, education, government, politics, arts, whatever it is, to be filled with the presence of Christ. And also, every believer, of course, works or lives in one of those spheres, if you like, and has a calling in there to advance the kingdom of Christ, to live out his life to the glory of Jesus. And he can choose how to do that. I mean, that you have that freedom. Now, also, all secular business, we believe, can be and will be transformed to the principles, the objective, if you like, in business terms, of the kingdom of Jesus. We believe that every business, every place will and can be transformed. And that in that way will touch people's lives, will change people's lives, will change businesses. Businesses will start having a kingdom perspective rather a secular shareholder market perspective. And I think that I try to say that here, so if businesses change, then wealth will be generated for kingdom purposes. Community, there will be reduction in crime. Education, there will be kingdom values in education, and so forth. And, you know, what I'm trying to say here is this is the kingdom message of Jesus goes right through the society, and there is, of course, prayer is part of that, marketplace, MPC, marketplace Christianity is part of that, and pure streams, I'll get to that in a minute. And, of course, that feeds into the body of Christ, but it will be in transformation, and out of that transformation, well, that's what we believe, is that, of course, they will bless the community, but not only Perth, but Western Australia, Australia, and you can think about the nations. So it's a big vision, but that, I think, is this is really the framework, what is this all about, that all the people who are talking today are doing it in different ways, they're doing the stuff in the marketplace. Now, let's go to the next thing. Now, today is very much this network. So we believe is that what we these guys have organized is not to be intending to become an organization. We're not. It's becoming a network of relationships of Christian guys and ladies who are in the marketplace and will connect. And they all have different skills and resources and materials and time, etc. And they can be connected and used for the kingdom. So that's we're very much into this here. Now you have seen maybe Pure Streams, and that's been set up, which is just a legal entity with a bank account actually. But really the idea was, well, we want to pool resources in the widest sense of the word. The widest sense. So not only money, but particularly skills and time, materials. So if there's a need in society, and it doesn't have to be a ministry or anything, it can be, I don't know, I know of an example somewhere else, there was a need in the community of a childcare center. So Christian developer and construction guys got together, put it down there, and said, here you go, we bless the community in the name of Jesus. So that would be an example. Or it can be smaller scale, think of a mom, single mom with kids, who need maybe a lawyer. Well, we know a Christian lawyer and can help you. So it's really trying to network those people and then be able to bless the community to and show this is what the kingdom of God is about. And Pure Streams tries to pull that. And even one idea, which is not, it's still very embryonic, to be honest, is that, well, if there are businesses who will generate money and are willing, you can generate money for the kingdom of God and for purposes, again, to bless the community. Or if possible, if needed, some ministries perhaps. Like I know a ministry of a guy who is ministering to the gays in the bars. Well, he always needs a place to, you know, with people in trouble to calm them down a bit, or they need to time out a little while. So, you know, if you've got some resources, you might be able to help that. Now, the hub is overall. That is, that's going to be a body of wise and holy men who would maybe, you know, who will sort of direct this. And of course, if this really starts going, then of course you need some wisdom how you can apply that. Okay, but we are at the moment very much into this here, into the network. So that's what we're all about today. So I hope this time is also to connect, to make relationships. And very much inspirational, hope for you, for the stories you'll hear. So that's what the setting is. That is what it's all about. Then I think I have to keep time. Yep.